Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A Fakira writes and asks the following question. Do you have advice for handling unpleasant emotions like annoyance, bad moods, anger, and so forth? Actually, this is not an uncommon question, and a question I rather like, because it demonstrates that the questioner is interested in interrogating and handling his or her internal states. The first thing that comes to mind is that there's a quotation, and I believe it's Ibn Ta'allah, that says, times of trial are gift-laden carpets. Yes, indeed, times of stress and high emotion are great opportunities to perfect our character, to practice the virtues, and to transcend ourselves. But there's also something much deeper and more important here, and that I'm sure wasn't lost on Ibn Ta'allah. And that's that these peak emotions, whether they are anger or joy or panic or fear, give one an opportunity to see oneself and in many ways to break free from the illusion of the separate self. In fact, there's even an expression in English when one refers to someone else as beside himself with anger or emotion. That really hints at the same thing. And certainly, we all find ourselves in these states from one time to another. So then the question becomes, what does one do when one finds that one has become overwhelmed by anger or joy or excitement or fear or panic? The first thing to do is to say Alhamdulillah and give thanks to God that you are able to see this condition. Because simply to have seen it means that it has less of a hold on you. Then the thing to do is to watch and see what this situation, what these emotions, what this current of possibilities has to offer. This, of course, will be different for every person in every situation, but there is one thing that will be true for all people in all situations, and that is this. When you look at these intense emotions, you will see that they come and they go. And you know that which is real doesn't come and go. And the more that you can step back and observe these things in yourself, the more power you will have over them and the clearer it will be how to handle them and what to do. But first, give thanks, Alhamdulillah, and then recur to the invocation to help carry you through the moment. Wallahu alam.